Well, today is World Happiness Day, or International Happiness Day, I should say. But I guess the question is, with current events, is there anything really to be happy about? Malcolm Dawes is an authority on people, performance and effectiveness. He's joined us on the program before and joins us again. Malcolm, been a while.
It has, Stephen. It has indeed, yes. And there's a lot happened since we last spoke.
Yeah, it certainly has. And a lot could, many would say, not a lot to be happy about.
Yeah, that's true. And I think if you look at the world the way it is at the moment, we've got Christchurch, we've got our politicians, our friend Donald Trump that you and I have spoken about before, you know, elections looming, and do we believe our politicians? Yeah, there's, you know, sometimes on the face of it, it would appear there's not much to be happy about. But I guess on this day of international or International Day of Happiness, it's, you know, worth thinking about what does make us happy and how we can perhaps make ourselves a little more happy and look for maybe the silver lining in sometimes what might appear to be the most dire situations.
Okay, so what you're of the belief that we're wired to look for negativity. Can we rewire ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly are. There's a whole lot of research which shows that we are wired for self-defense, if you like, for security. So we look for the negative in every situation. The truth of the matter is that some of us look for more negativity than we do for positivity. So we're not really designed to look for things that are great or good or for things that make us happy. So it's you know, we are wired to do that, but we tend to have this dominant part of us which looks for negativity because it means that we stay safe, relatively speaking. And that goes back to our primitive brain when many years ago, you know, we were surrounded by danger like saber-toothed tigers and diseases that we couldn't cure, and fire and flood and pestilence. You know, you might argue we've got a lot of that now. But that's why we're hardwired. Our primitive brain looks for negativity so that we protect ourselves. But we can use the newer bit of our brain, and you and I have touched on this in the past, to look for more positive things. Because what tends to happen is that you take the Christchurch situation from last week, an absolute tragedy, and without getting into the whys and wherefores of it, I've been watching the news of late, like many people have, and there are still people. There was a guy just yesterday from the Muslim community in Christchurch smiling. Yeah. And he wasn't necessarily happy about what had happened, but he said, I forgive the person. I, you know, don't hate them. And that takes a lot of brain power to actually do that, because our primitive brain says we want to do the same perhaps to that person as they did to our family in our community.
Well, I was going to say, this kind of ties into comments that I made at the very top of the program this evening, in that we tend to, and I was speaking specifically about online stuff, there tends to be this inability of people to see something online that they don't agree with or don't like and just move on, as opposed to outburst, for lack of a better way of putting it.
There's outrage, I think. You know, we do look at Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and maybe even LinkedIn for those of your listeners who are more business inclined, and follow that platform. But we do feel that we have to lash out and make our point. And that's one of the things that we perhaps need to stop doing, because we'd be much more happy if we could look at that comment and say, oh well, big deal, move on, I don't want to get involved in that. And that sort of gives us that sense. I mean, I work in organizations looking at teams and team performance, and I worked with a fairly major organization in this country a couple of years ago, and I had a room full of fairly senior managers who over a two-day workshop looked really grim and miserable, and everything I was trying to talk to them about and help them to work on, they said, oh, we can't do that, oh, we can't do this, and you should be talking to the senior people here because they're the ones that, you know, tell us what to do. And I stopped and I said, look guys, you look really miserable, none of you are happy, why would you come to work every day, why don't you go to work somewhere else? And you know what their answer was? Because it would be the same everywhere else. Because if we went to the same industry or worked for a different company in the same industry, the same would happen. And so therefore we have that belief, that perception that everything is awful, the same as Facebook and so on. We see these things and we want to lash out at people.
It all comes down to accountability. I used to work for a company that was owned by an Australian gentleman who had converted to Buddhism. So the well-being and happiness of the place was very important to him for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And they used to talk about the language of accountability and how each person has to take accountability for their own Well, their own happiness, really, in the sense that, you know, as you've discussed, you can just move on. You know, you can roll your eyes and shake your head at something you see and just move on, or you can lash out, as you said. And it, when you say it takes a degree of brain, I don't know that it does take that much brain power, does it?
Well, I guess the thing is that, you know, the newer bit of our brain, the bit which gives us language and gives us rationalization and allows us to think about things, that's the bit of brain power I'm talking about. That's the bit where we have to stop ourselves from lashing out, which is the primitive bit of our brain, which allows us to say, okay, which way do I look at that? Do I look at that as the glass half full or the glass half empty? You know, how can I become more happy? How can I look at things in a more positive light? Because it's that conscious thinking. That's why I say we need to use our brain power. It's that conscious thinking that what a guy called Eckhart Tolle, who wrote several books, one of which in one of those books he talked about being present. We spend so much time looking at our phones. We spend so much time, you know, you walk down any street now and there's people bumping into you because they're texting or looking at Facebook and they're looking at something else. They're not in the present moment. They're not, you know, and I often talk to people in the workplace. You know, if you want to be happy, then you need to be in the present. Don't think about what happened yesterday or last night when you had an argument at home, or don't think about what you're going to have for dinner tonight, or are you going to go to the gym or not. Be in the present moment. And that, again, requires us to have a conscious brain power, or, you know, to think, actually, well, what am I going to choose to do here? The great thing about human beings is that we have a choice. We have a choice to be happy if we want to be. And that's not to say that I am happy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because that's not natural either. I mean, I'd probably be locked up if you walked around with a permanent grin on your face. And so I'm not saying that we should be like that all the time. But what we do need to do is to recognize that there are occasions when, instead of looking at the negative, instead of lashing out, we can choose to put a smile on our face, walk away from it, take the high road, if you like, and take the upper hand in our own minds and say, I'm not going to bow to this tragedy or this argument or this political nonsense. And again, it's nothing wrong in having a bit of a discussion about those things and being passionate about them, but don't let it get you down, and smile, be happy, and look for the positive, because there's always a positive in every negative situation.
Very good advice, Malcolm. I'm going to put it out there and get people to ring in and tell me what made them happy today. So I appreciate your time. We'll catch up again soon.
Yeah, very welcome, Stephen. Good to speak to you again.
That's Malcolm Dawes. What made you happy today? Was there an event that happened today that made you happy? Or is there just something that you're in general